This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 3 months ago, and I'm super excited to have them on the show. We're talking no other than Brewbuilt Manufacturing, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol BBRW. And with us today, we have two of the gentlemen. One is on the board of directors, Sam Berry, and the other one is the CEO and chairman of the company, Mr. Jeff Lewis. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, if you guys would, just give me a little bit of an about statement of who you guys are, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Well, we're a manufacturer. We got into doing breweries about 6 years ago, manufacturing all the stainless steel tank brew houses that you see in all the breweries, the shiny stuff. We've been going pretty strong on that. We still offer our equipment, you know, around the state. We're really trying to move the company into doing more global presence. But yeah, we manufacture all American made equipment. So there's a lot of companies that are, you know, looking to China to get the equipment to come in at a much cheaper price, lower quality. And we've always stuck to, you know, using American steel and having everything built 100% in our factory here in Northern California. And that's really our statement.
How many breweries do you think we have now that use our equipment?
About 30.
Okay.
Yeah, about 30 around the states, right, coast to coast.
And these are big systems. These are people that are, you know, brewing either as a ghost brewery or for their restaurant or something. So
yeah, so they're microbreweries is our main goal. You know, that's what those are the our target audience there. And we've gotten known as we've been called the Ferrari of brewing equipment in the industry. America. So we're building high-end equipment that's high efficiency.
So tell me this, what is the history of Brewbuilt, and where would you guys like to go from here?
Well, I got started, you know, I was a stainless steel fabricator myself, and I've been brewing beer at home since late 90s, and you know, there wasn't a lot of equipment available to homebrewers. You basically had to come up with something in your garage. So being a stainless steel manufacturer, I started building all my own equipment. And then, you know, friends wanted things built. And then eventually it just grew into breweries. And, you know, in 2008, when the economy went down, I was with 25 other people from the shop I worked at, laid off. And I just said, well, I'm just going to start building brewing equipment then. And that's really where it started.
And let me ask you this. Why did you guys take the company public?
Well, we really want to grow the business. Like I was saying earlier, from, you know, just the United States, I really want to break out into international waters. There's still a lot of business in the States, but there are some markets that are really exploding. South America and Asia, even South Africa, and there's always like England and things like that. So that's a big one for us. We want to grow the business and be able to offer larger systems as well. We are, you know, a beer barrel is 31 gallons, and that everything's sized to barrels. So the larger systems we do are up to 50 barrels, and that's as big as we can go right now. So there's the option of possibly building larger systems as well. So we really just want to do this to grow the business is our main objective here.
You know, I really like to understand your guys' model. Are you guys just building systems and leasing those, or selling them outright, or are you actually manufacturing, alcohol and selling that also?
No, we only build the stainless steel systems part of it. It's a brewery that, you know, I would say a good 85-90% of our business are new builds. So these are breweries that are going online for the first time. And we would build out the entire system for them.
So the brewery itself is customer driven. So they come to us and then we decide, working with them, what type of specifications they're looking for. And then we manufacture to their needs. In addition to that, we do offer a lease program So they either finance through cash or they'll go out and find their own loans. But now we've decided we could also assist and provide our own lease program to help some of the other customers who are, you know, seeking to use cash and then utilize the 24-month program we offer.
So, Jeff, is this a one-and-done sale like ShuffleMaster? When they came out with their product and put it in all the casinos, they lease that ShuffleMaster to the casinos and have an ongoing residual every month.
Yeah, I understand that. And that's it's not something we can do. If the systems are so integrated into the building and whatnot, it's pretty hard to pull off something like that for what we do. They're huge. And what we do is, you know, it's not quite one and done. I mean, we do the sale. If we stay partners, as we call it, with our customers, we keep a really tight relationship. When their business builds and grows, they'll call us back and order more tanks to grow the business. So that's really our...
Got it.
It's only a conduit for them to get interest free and us to be able to close a sale.
I wanted to talk to you guys about short-term and long-term trajectories and the vision of where you guys are going. You guys did put out a press release saying that you're going to do about $25 million in revenue in the up-and-coming. Bring us up to speed. Where are we at in all this process?
So right now we have jobs on the floor. We're I don't know how many jobs we have in the hopper. About 8 or 9 that are going to create a little bit of a problem. So we're looking for additional space. We have about 15,000 square feet available that we utilize to do it. And we've got a combination of cannabis work and brewery work. And some of our customers, so it's first come, first serve. So as the orders close, we typically set a space up on the floor, sign a crew to build that particular system, and then install. You know, deliver and install. So what we're looking at over the next 12 months is being able to close about 8 to 10 jobs between now and about May of next year. And then it seems to be escalating after that. The cannabis side of the business is becoming as lucrative as the brewery side of the business. And on the cannabis side, the interest that's coming to the company is through three specific companies that are leaders in the area of extraction and working with growers all over the country. So as that business falls in play, the brewery side of the business expands. We're also getting interest in Europe as well, especially, you know, we're now in the preliminary, the very, very preliminary stages with Anheuser-Busch trying to negotiate, and we'll be going out to meet with them as soon as travel is permitted. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are taking place now that will affect next year in terms of revenue and the rest of this year.
On back in June 30th, you guys put out a press release talking about buying back your stock, I think around $1.5 million worth, and also a dividend, which, as you know, very few companies, if any, on the OTC market even think about doing a dividend. What's the story on that?
Right. So specifically, Rule 10b-18, that's an SEC rule. The SEC allows us to reduce our liability by doing a share back under that rule. And we are instigating that rule right now as we speak. It'll also be a part of our filing. We intend to repurchase through our own cash reserve $1.5 million of securities in the open marketplace, and that those securities are common stock that we purchased back. We can't control the price, but whatever the market price is at the time, those securities will be retired to Treasury. And we want to begin the program on the 1st of September and end the program around December 15th.
My guest today has been Sam Berry and Jeff Lewis. The company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day, which I believe is grossly undervalued, the name of the company is Brewbuilt Manufacturing, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol BBRW. Gentlemen, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
That we're a solid growing business. You know, that was started grassroots style. We've really shown that we can bring ourselves up and deliver.
You know, we had an investor just pop in last week to the facility. And Jeff, what did he say? He said something about, oh, you guys are real.
Yeah, it seems I don't believe you're a real company. And he stopped in and he saw, you know, saw our shop and our guys working.
He saw 50,000 square feet, all the tanks that we're building.
Yeah,
and he got crew working on them. And
he was very happy.
He looked shocked.
Well, this is my personal opinion for my listeners. I brought you a lot of great companies over the years. This is another great company, great entry point here at 00041 or 43. Again, my personal opinion, you could take it for what it's worth, but a very undervalued company, a very legitimate company. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Hopefully you become a regular, come back on the show every 50 days and give us an update.
Yeah, and we welcome the shareholders. They can come on in. We'll show them the facility. We're looking at maybe having a little showroom with beer available. So, you know, come have some beer with us, okay?
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.